Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. I want to use this opportunity to welcome all of you into the house of the Lord. It is always a joy to come before God. I like what Brother David said. He said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord is a place of prayer. Amen. The house of the Lord is a place that we study. The house of the Lord is a place that we encourage each other. Amen. The house of the Lord is a place that God teaches us. Amen. And we are here to study the word. And when we know the word, we will live by the word. The Bible says we should study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Tonight, we are going to speak on the subject, acting in love and service. I can hear some noise behind the scenes. I would appreciate if you can either. Amen. Amen. We are speaking on the subject titled, acting in love and service. Our key scripture tonight, it is from 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's important that we respond, because if you respond, it gives you an idea that you are actually listening to what we are doing. But if you don't respond, then it makes me feel like you are not listening. Amen. All right.
Amen. Amen.
So I want to start to bring a thought into your memory. Have you ever met someone who said, I love you, but the actions told a different story? Maybe a friend promised to always be there for you, but when you needed them the most, they disappeared and disappointed you. Maybe a family member said they will care for you no matter how things would happen. They will care. But when situation arises that you needed that care, they were nowhere to be found. I want to share with you tonight. I would ask you if you have a place where there's a noise over there, mute yourself, because we can hear nothing but your conversation. Amen. Love is not just what we say, friend. It is what we do. Service is not just what we plan. It is how we live. I will repeat, love is not just what we say with our mouth. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. But love is what we do. If you love me, show me. So when you show me your love, then I will believe your words. Amen. Service is not just what we plan. It is how we live. Our service to God should be a lifestyle. You don't leave on Monday anyhow, and on Sunday, you live holy thou art attitude. And that's exactly what 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 is saying. He says, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with our actions in truth. Today, I will try to explore what it truly means to act in love and service. Not just talk about it. Some of us are great talkers. We talk a lot, but our action is zero. Love that moves beyond words. I want you to say it together with me. Love that moves beyond words. We can tell our friends, our loved ones, I love you. But if your actions are different, then you better stop saying I love you. The problem here is we live in a world where people talk about love more than they show it. Is it true? Many claim to love God, but fail to love the people around them. If you love God, show love to Sister Gina. Because God is very far. You can't see God. And you love God, but you don't love Sister Ivy. We live in a world where people pretend to love. Some even say, I will pray for you, but never take an action to help those in need.
It's true.
I like what James chapter 2, verse 15 says. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and doesn't have even food to eat. If one of you says to them, go in peace, brother, go in peace, sister, keep warm and well fed, but do nothing about their physical need, what good are we doing? DRO ministry is all about helping the homeless, helping people who need. But we don't have to go and help the homeless whilst those of us on the line here. There are needs. I'm saying needs. Reverend Enosedu might have a need. Minister Koma might have a need. Sister Ivy might have a need. Sister Gina might have a need. But yet, we are looking at the streets of Accra to help somebody. If we know how to show love, charity begins at home. True love requires action. I want you to write it down. True love requires action. True faith requires movement. Love is not just about words. It's about what we do with those words. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm preaching the word tonight, and I want you to write those things down. True love requires action. True faith requires movement. Love is not just about words. It's about what we do with those words we speak. Jesus didn't say, I love you, but he showed it by coming down from heaven, walking among us, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and ultimately dying for us on the shameful cross. For God so loved the world as he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. So I ask you under the sound of my voice tonight, how are you showing love in action? We must show love in action towards one another. We are 11 on this line this evening. How are you showing love towards one another? Now, let me share with you some thoughts from the Bible. The story about the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10. A man was robbed and was left half dead. There comes the priest who walked by this man who was half dead. What did the priest do? He did nothing. A Levite walked by this man who was beaten. What did a Levite do? The Levite did nothing. But I tell you the truth. But the Samaritan, who was supposed to be an enemy to the man who was beaten, he stopped. He helped. He bandaged his wounds and paid for his care. Will somebody say hallelujah?
Amen. Hallelujah.
I just want you to know that helping people in need is helping God. You don't have to wait to see the Lord Jesus Christ standing in front of your driveway, sitting in your car, or having a cup of tea with you, or maybe promise to pay your hospital bill, or maybe help you to get a visa to America for you to say, Lord, I will do everything for you. Much as you did for the unknown, you did it for the Lord. Some of the lessons here that we can see in this story of the Good Samaritan is love is not about status. I want you to write that down. Love is not about status in life. Love is not about title, that I am doctor whatever, that I am reverend whatever, I am bishop whatever. Love is not about title, or love is not about words. But love is about action. Write it down. Love is about action. The action you took when your brother or your sister called for your attention. Sometimes the ones we expect to help us will do nothing. I say it again. Sometimes those that we expect to help us will do nothing. But I tell you tonight, but God will send the right people to act in love in your life tonight. Hallelujah. I say God will send the right people to act in love, to save your situation, to smile on you, to make a difference in your life.
Amen.
Who are you in this story about the Good Samaritan? Who are you? Are you just passing by people in need? Or are you the one who took action to help the beating man? I'll share with you another story about Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the El Shaddai, the El Shekinah, the one who is Jehovah Shammah, washing the feet of the disciples. If Jesus were President Mama, or maybe President Donald Trump, would he have washed the feet of people? Status didn't matter with Jesus. John chapter 13, the King of Kings knelt down. He knelt down with humility and washed his disciples' feet, a task that was meant for servants. Yet Jesus did it to teach us a lesson of humility and love. The man who is the King of Kings, he humbled himself to the degree of dying on the shameful cross. He washed the feet of his disciples. An act of humility and love. Some of the lessons we can hear here is, if Jesus, the Son of God, could save, what excuse do you have? What excuse do you have, friend? True leaders serve. I said true leaders, they serve. And true love humbles itself. Do you love me? Do you love me? Jesus asked this question to his disciples. Do you love me? If you love me, show mercy to those who are in need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When was the last time you served someone who could never repay you? I'm asking you a question. When was the last time you served someone who could never repay you? It's all about you do good to those who you know they can repay you back. Those who can smile back to you. Those who can do you favors. If that's who you are, I'm sorry for you. I'm really sorry for you, but I want you to change your attitude. Ruth and his loyalty to Naomi, according to Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. Ruth's husband had died. She could have left her mother-in-law, Naomi. But instead, she said, where you go, Naomi, I will go with you. Where you stay, I'm going to be in that house. Your people will be my people. It didn't really matter whether you are Hausa or you are from the Ewe community in Ghana. It didn't really matter whether you are from Sefi or you are Fanti. Wherever you go, I will go with you. Your people will be my people and your God will be my God. But Ruth stayed. He supported and he saved Naomi when she had no reason even to do that because her husband is dead. What are some of the lessons we can learn from here? Love is not just about what is convenient. Write this down. Write it down. Love is not just about what is convenient for me to do. Hallelujah. It is about commitment. It is about sacrifice. It's about action. Three things. Love is commitment. Love is sacrifice. Love is taking action. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What true service to God looks like.
Amen.
Some people think serving God means just attending church services. Some people think serving God is paying tithes. Some people think serving God is praying, fasting, and reading the Bible. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Don't get me wrong. Going to church is a good thing. Praying is a good thing. Paying tithes is a good thing. Reading the Bible is a good thing. But the true service is in how we love people daily, from their place of need. How do you love people in their place of need? Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me. You are writing your own testimonial by loving people, by helping people that you don't know. Don't take credit for anything that you do, because our righteousness is like a filthy rag before God. Who are the least of these in your life today? Is it the poor? Is it the sick? Is it the broken? Is it the forgotten? I'm going to ask you again. Who are the least of these in your life today? Those of us listening to me under the sound of my voice. Is it the poor? Is it the sick? Is it the brokenhearted? Or is it the forgotten? If we say we love God, we must serve others, because serving people is serving God. Hallelujah. Serving Amen. God is serving people.
Amen.
Practical ways in action in love is to serve other people. Love and service don't have to be granted gestures. It starts with simple daily actions we do. Serve in your community. If you live in Community 4, try to find out, what can I do to help Community 4? If you live in Abosokai, find out, what can I do in Abosokai to make a difference? If you live in Winneba, find out, what can I do at Trauma Hospital? What can I do at simple places? Volunteer at that place and decide to help somebody in need. We can volunteer in the hospital. We can volunteer in the food pantry. We can visit the sick in the hospital or even in prison to make a difference. Don't wait for your church or your organization to organize something before you can do something. Be the hands and the feet of Jesus today. Hallelujah. Forgive and show kindness. Now I'm coming home. I'm telling you, learn how to forgive. Brother, sister, that you are hearing me tonight, I said, learn how to forgive others and show kindness. Some of us here on this line tonight, we have relations that we don't even talk to them because we don't agree with what they said to us one day. But I'm telling you, a time is coming when you weep bitterly that you never took those actions, because we say every day in our daily prayers, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those we have faulted us. Forgive, forgive, and show kindness. Holding grudges is easy. Yes, I said that. Holding grudges is easy, but love means forgiving. Amen. Even when it's hard, learn to what? Forgive. Amen. When do you need to forgive today? In your sphere of influence. There's a reason why you live in that house you are living in. There's a reason why you have that brother as your brother. There's a reason that you have that sister as your sister. It is not just mere coincidence, but God placed in your sphere of influence that you can influence each other. Amen.
Amen.
Many people are hurting in silence. A simple word of encouragement can change their life. Who can you encourage today? In my final notes, whatever your talent is, either singing, either teaching, either practicing hospitality, or even showing grace with your finances to those who are in need, put that to use and God will honor you. How can your gift be a blessing? I challenge you this coming week. Don't just talk about love. Show it. In my closing, I want to encourage you by praying this prayer. Lord, we don't want to just say we love you, but we want to show it through our actions. Teach us to serve others with humility, compassion, and sincerity. Let our lives be a reflection of your love. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We thank God so much for the word he's given to us. And I know that because the Lord is good, he will not disappoint us. He will have his own way in our life, and he will show grace upon our lives, and we will never be the same. Hallelujah. Now we are going to enter into a time of prayer. We are going to thank God for the word that we have heard according to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. The Lord is alive. 1 John 3:18, that was the memory verse we used. Let us, children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Now, first prayer topic. I want us to pray and thank God for the word. Open up your mouth and begin to pray. Shall we pray?
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.